Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government is moving ahead with twin target of achieving growth of agriculture sector and rural prosperity. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reviews security situation in Manipur, directs to ensure free movement of people on all routes in the state from the 8th of March. In Uttarakhand, rescue and relief operations underway at Mana village in Chamoli district to locate remaining 5 missing persons, 50 people rescued so far. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky reaches UK ahead of tomorrow's European Defence Summit. And in ICC Champions Cricket Trophy, South Africa beat England by 7 wickets in final league match of Group B in Karachi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is moving ahead with the twin target of achieving growth of the agriculture sector and rural prosperity. Addressing a post-budget webinar on agriculture and rural prosperity virtually today, Mr. Modi said that India's resolve to move towards the goal of a developed India is very clear. He said they are working together towards building an India where farmers become prosperous and empowered. Mr. Modi said the government's effort is to ensure no farmer is left behind and to advance every farmer. He said, considering agriculture as the first engine of development, the government has accorded farmers a place of pride.
पीएम किसान सम्मान निधि योजना 6 साल पहले लागू की गई थी इस योजना के तहत अब तक लगभग 4.25 लाख करोड़ रुपए किसानों को मिल चुके हैं इतनी राशि करीब करीब 11 करोड़ किसानों के खाते में सीधे पहुंचाई गई है 6000 रुपए सालाना की इस आर्थिक मदद से ग्रामीण अर्थव्यवस्था सशक्त हो रही है
The Prime Minister said the government has announced PM Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana in the Union Budget, under which focus will be on the development of 100 districts with the lowest agricultural productivity in the country.
आज भारत का कृषि उत्पादन रिकॉर्ड स्तर पर है 10-11 साल पहले जो कृषि उत्पादन 265 मिलियन टन के करीब था वो अब बढ़कर 330 मिलियन टन से ज्यादा हो गया है इसी तरह बागवानी में जुड़ा उत्पादन बढ़कर 350 मिलियन टन से ज्यादा हो गया है ये हमारी सरकार के बीज से बाजार तक की अप्रोच का परिणाम है
The Prime Minister underscored that efforts in recent years have increased the country's pulse production. He added that in view of the increasing demand for horticulture, dairy and fishery products, a lot of investment has been made in these sectors. Mr. Modi emphasized that the announcements for the rural prosperity and development programs in this year's Union Budget have created numerous new employment opportunities. Prime Minister Modi has said the world is keenly looking towards 21st century India, addressing the NXT Conclave 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi said people from across the world want to come to India to know this country. He added that the Mahakumbh, the confluence of unity which concluded at Prayagraj, has surprised the whole world as to how crores of people took a holy dip in a temporary city on the banks of the river. The Prime Minister said he had put forth the vision of vocal for local and local for global to the nation and today this vision is turning into reality. He said now the Ayush products and yoga have become global from local. He added that for decades the world referred to India as their back office but now India is becoming the new factory of the world and it is no longer just a workforce but instead becoming a world force. He mentioned that the goods the country used to import previously are now being produced locally and the country is emerging as an export hub for those products. He said farmers once limited to local markets are now seeing their crops reach global markets.
कभी हम जिन चीजों का इंपोर्ट करते थे आज देश उनका इमर्जिंग एक्सपोर्ट हब बन रहा है जो किसान कभी लोकल मार्केट तक ही सीमित था आज उसकी फसल पूरी दुनिया के बाजारों तक पहुंच रही है पुलवामा की स्नोपीस महाराष्ट्र के पुरंदर फिक्स और कश्मीर के क्रिकेट बैट्स, इनकी डिमांड अब दुनिया में बढ़ रही है.
The Prime Minister credited the mantra of minimum government, maximum governance for achieving the set targets. Mr. Modi stated that the goal is to provide ease of living, ease of doing business, and open skies for the country's people and their aspirations. Mr. Modi today met former President of Sri Lanka, Ranil Wickremesinghe, and former Prime Minister of Australia, Tony Abbott, at the NXT conclave in New Delhi. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he always looked forward to the interactions and has admired Mr. Wickremesinghe's perspective on various issues. Expressing happiness on meeting with the former Australian Prime Minister, Mr. Modi said Mr. Abbott has always been a friend of India. The Prime Minister also met and interacted with a leading cosmonaut from Russia, Oleg Artemyev, author Alec Ross, a leading American physicist, Dr. Brian Greene, among others at the event. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reviewed the security situation in Manipur and directed to ensure free movement of people on all routes in the state from the 8th of March. Chairing the high-level meeting on the security situation in the presence of Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla in New Delhi, Mr. Shah directed to take strict action against those creating obstructions on the roads. Mr. Shah directed that the fencing work on both sides of the designated entry points along Manipur's international border should be completed at the earliest. He said to make Manipur drug-free, the entire network involved in the drug trade should be dismantled. During the meeting, Mr. Shah said the Narendra Modi government remains fully committed to restoring lasting peace in Manipur and is providing all necessary assistance in this regard. Home Secretary Govind Mohan, Director of Intelligence Bureau Tapan Kumar Deka and other senior officials were present during the meeting. This is the first such meeting after the imposition of President's rule in the state last month. In Chhattisgarh, two Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Sukma district today. After receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in Kistaram area, a joint team of DRG and CRPF was sent to the area. The Maoists ambushed the security personnel in the forest and started indiscriminate firing. Security forces retaliated the firing. In the exchange of fire, two Maoists were killed. Security forces recovered the bodies of the killed Maoists. Search operation is still going on in the area. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You are listening to the news at 9. In Uttarakhand, 50 workers have been rescued safely so far after the avalanche in Mana village of Chamoli district, while the search and rescue operation for the remaining five is underway. Meanwhile, the death of four injured workers has been confirmed. Chamoli district magistrate Sandeep Tiwari provided an update on the ongoing rescue operations.
टोटल 55 में से 50 लोग जो हैं वो मिल गए हैं और उनमें से 24 को जोशीमठ लाया गया है और उनका इलाज चल रहा है जोशीमठ आर्मी हॉस्पिटल में. एक को स्पाइनल कॉर्ड इंजरी थी तो उनको एम्स ऋषिकेश भेजा गया है हेली एम्बुलेंस से और जो बाकी लोग हैं उनको कल लाया जाएगा जोशीमठ हेलीपैड तक. और उसके अलावा जो पांच लोग मिसिंग है उनका सर्च लगातार वहां चल रहा है. आईटीबीपी एनडीआरएफ आर्मी लगातार अभियान में लगे हुए हैं.
Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami conducted an aerial survey of the affected area to assess the situation and review the rescue operations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with the Chief Minister over phone to get an update on the situation and assured all possible assistance from the central government. Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda has said it is the government's responsibility to provide medicines to people at lower rates and the government has fulfilled its responsibility. Mr. Nadda, along with Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Anupriya Patel, today flagged off the chariot and 10 other vehicles of Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Pariyojana in New Delhi. The Jan Aushadhi Jan Chetna Saptah is being organized from today till the 7th of March. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Nadda urged everyone to make Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Pariyojana a public movement.
हम जन औषधि दिवस मना रहे हैं कि 2027 तक हम 25,000 केंद्र तक पहुंच जाएं। इसको हम जन आंदोलन में, क्योंकि हमारे जीवन में दवाई की आवश्यकता जीवन की गुणवत्ता को बढ़ाने के लिए भी और जीवन की रक्षा के लिए भी बहुत आवश्यक, और साधारण मानवी सस्ते में इफेक्टिव दवा खरीद सके इसकी उपलब्धता कराना सरकार की जिम्मेवारी है जो सरकार ने कराई है।
Dr. Anne Liebert, adjunct senior lecturer at the University of Sydney, visited the Jan Aushadhi Kendra at AIIMS, New Delhi, to gain insights into the Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Pariyojana, PMBJP. Talking to the media, Dr. Liebert said that it is an amazing initiative that can be represented in many countries. She added that there are many remote communities in Australia that do not have easy access to pharmacies, and this model of PMBJP could be followed there to provide affordable medicines.
Jan Aushadhi is an amazing innovation. This is the most important, to have affordable medicines that has an amazing effect on the economy of the person and the family around. And I think it's an amazing initiative that should be representative in many, many countries.
In order to curb air pollution levels in the national capital, the Delhi government today decided that vehicles which are more than 15 years old will not get fuel at petrol pumps after the 31st of March. Delhi Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa announced several anti-pollution measures after holding a meeting with officials on the issue of air pollution. Talking to the media after the meeting, Mr. Sirsa said the government is installing gadgets at petrol pumps which will identify vehicles older than 15 years.
जितने 15 साल पुराने व्हीकल हैं उन व्हीकल्स को 31 मार्च के बाद तेल देना बंद कर दिया जाएगा। हम अपने ऐसे गैजेट्स लगा रहे हैं पेट्रोल पंप के ऊपर जो लगभग 80% पेट्रोल पंप पर लग चुके हैं, 31 मार्च तक 100% पेट्रोल पंप से लग जाएंगे। उसके बाद 15 साल पुराने व्हीकल को हम आइडेंटिफाई करेंगे और उसको कोई फ्यूल नहीं मिलेगा।
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has reached the United Kingdom ahead of tomorrow's European Defence Summit. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer will hold talks with Mr. Zelensky in London tonight. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni and other leaders will also hold talks with the Ukrainian President. Mr. Zelensky reached UK following a heated exchange with US President Donald Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance at the White House. The holy month of Ramzan will begin across the country tomorrow, as the moon was not sighted yesterday. Tomorrow will be the first day of the fasting month. People will offer a special night prayer called Taraweeh throughout the Ramzan month. Eid ul-Fitr is celebrated at the culmination of the fasting month. In Gulf countries, the Ramzan month began today. In cricket, South Africa have secured their place in the Champions Trophy 2025 semi-finals with a dominant 7-wicket win against England in Karachi. Opting to bat first, England were bundled out for 179 runs in 38.2 overs. For South Africa, Marco Jansen and Mulder claimed 3 wickets each. South Africa comfortably surpassed the target of 180 runs, scoring 181 for 3 and only 29.1 overs. India and New Zealand are into the knockout stages from Group A, while South Africa join Australia in progressing from Group B. In the WPL 2025 encounter, Royal Challengers Bangalore RCB women have set a target of 148 runs against Delhi Capitals at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium, Bengaluru. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government is moving ahead with twin target of achieving growth of agriculture sector and rural prosperity. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reviews security situation in Manipur, directs to ensure free movement of people on all routes in the state from the 8th of March. In Uttarakhand, rescue and relief operations underway at Mana village in Chamoli district to locate remaining 5 missing persons, 50 people rescued so far. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky reaches UK ahead of tomorrow's European Defence Summit. And in ICC Champions Cricket Trophy, South Africa beat England by 7 wickets in final league match of Group B in Karachi. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.